Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Good morning, dear campers. Welcome to episode 211 of the Philippine Camper Stories Limited Series, After Campfire, wherein we talk about content and media that is related to the topics that we discuss in the podcast. I hope you're all doing okay. Some of you listen to the podcast through different platforms. Others listen through their bigger screens via YouTube habang gumagawa ng mga chores. But did you know that Philippine Camper Stories is available on YouTube? Yes. Just search for youtube.com/Philippine Campfire Stories. Mag-subscribe ka na din while you're there. You'll find excerpts of our video interviews in our YouTube channel. However, kung gusto mong makita ang full interview of our guest, you can head on to our Patreon page. Just search Patreon, that spells patreon.com/Campfire Stories PH. And you can create an account and join our page for as low as 55 pesos. Then you'll see the faces of our guest and all the other behind the scenes that we show na hindi nakikita sa audio. After this episode, you can go ahead and check out our Patreon. I also wanted to share na I don't have GCash anymore. So if you ever wish to send some tips, you can do that via PayPal or Patreon. Both links are in the episode's show notes. Last episode was part one of our interview with the Wata Comics team. At nakilala natin ang mga creators behind the story of Carmina, isang half-Diwata, half-human, and how her story unravels in discovering her lineage, and along that, her powers. For today's episode, we will learn about the other characters, other stories that are about to come in the world of Diwata Comics. And do we have an announcement that we're waiting for? Yes! at the end of the episode, abangan nyo kung ano yung sasabihin ni Mark Nazal. So let's hear more from Erica Juliet, Joe Arciaga, and Mark Nazal when we come back dito lang yan sa After Campfire ng Philippine Campfire Stories.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Joelle, and I'm back. Did you miss me? I wouldn't call this a season two, but rather just another era with more lessons, realizations, and thoughts from all the overthinking. And it's not just gonna be me this time. We'll have special guests, other POVs, para mas marami pa tayong masagot na paano kungs ng buhay to hopefully help you find the answers you're looking for. Tara, this is Joelle's podcast, Paano Kung.
Welcome back to Philippine Camper Stories, powered by the Pod Network Entertainment. You're listening to episode 211 and into our limited series, After Campfire. At huwag na nating patagalin pa, let's listen to the next part of our talk with Duwata Comics team. Moving on to the next question. You were just kickstarted to a new project called New Icons, and you've shared that a little bit earlier. Could you tell us more details about it?
New Icons actually was born during Filipino-American History Month last year. All of the time periods are starting
feels
to
feels like feels head. Like yesterday, huh?
Pretty much. New Icons is basically the first Filipino-American anthology comic series, and it looks to present or introduce rather 8 characters, Carmina being one of the eight, into. I think the idea behind New Icons is that we are a group of people who come from different backgrounds and have different unique stories specific to who we are as people. And I think we want to be able to showcase that to the world and also feel like we belong in the stories that we get to read. Because oftentimes, maybe not depending on where the readers or people watching are coming from, when you're in this space, there are oftentimes when you feel like you're invisible because you as somebody who is like you, Filipino-American, immigrant, or biracial or whatnot, don't really exist in the media that you get to consume. So we're kind of looking to really change that. I think, again, our mantra as a company is creating stories for people, for all of us just looking to belong. And I think there is a certain power that comes with being able to see yourself being the hero of your story because you get to believe that you could do anything. So yeah, New Icons is that. New Icons is the first Filipino-American comics anthology looking to tell stories from 8 different unique perspectives based on people's lived-in experiences.
I'm excited to hear about that, and I'm excited to read New Icons. For the sake of our listeners, will New Icons be like all these characters in one issue? Yeah. And it's not like individual like Carmina?
No. New Icons is an anthology where you will get to see a flavor.
Everybody's there. Okay.
Yes, a flavor of 8 plus characters because we've only announced 8 so far, but we have special guests along the way who themselves are pretty spectacular. We don't want to spoil those. I'd say follow us on socials at Duwata Comics because we will be making individual announcements for our special guest characters who themselves are very unique and will make small appearances in Volume 1 and are slated to tell expanded stories in Volume 2. Even though Volume 2 is not going to be for a while, we're already planning out the roster for Volume 2.
That's great to hear. Anybody wanted to add on that?
Well, actually,
about New Icons?
You should, Joe.
Yeah, no, I mean, I got to say, you know, I got to hand it to Mark because he came up with the idea for New Icons. And what I love most about the concept is that we are, and Mark and I have talked about this many, many times, we are, you know, actually giving a voice, a platform for the people in our community who are doing something for the community, and yet they are not the loudest voices in the room, so to speak. So these folks, two of the new icons, two of them are nurses. Two of them are military veterans.
Actually now 3.
A shaman. And so, you know, 3. Oh, yes. And can you guys see me? Oh, yeah, there. And yeah, actually the shaman actually blessed these or activated these, you know, our anting antings. So, yeah, it's really a coming together. I don't know if it's, and I don't know, has it been done in the Philippines, this kind of an idea? This is really a first for Phil apps, but I don't know. I've not been in the comic book scene in the Philippines, but I don't know if there's even an anthology of different creators in one title. So
I think there's, but maybe not necessarily in the way that we're approaching it as a community, because what really makes Icons different is it's community driven. these were people who met along, we met along the way, who we realized and recognized have a great contribution to society, but B, have a fantastic story to tell of their own.
Yeah.
Oh, Earl, now we lost you.
Sorry, to answer your question, Joe, I think the closest I can think of is Comiket. Wherein they invite a number of creators into producing an anthology, just like what you guys have in New Icons. But this, they're all independently working on their material, and they would just compile it. Unlike you guys, that this is more like a collaboration, and you know, producing a bigger story. And yeah, I think that's the only thing that I can come up with in with your question.
Yeah, but I think the other thing that I also want to share about New Icons as well is we want to make sure that their stories are told in the best way possible, but at the same time, we're not telling them how to tell their stories. We're rather shepherding them to tell the best story they can tell.
That's great. Sorry, Joe, I think we were... Am I losing you, or you guys are losing me? I don't know.
I'm good.
All right. Okay. All right. So moving to, do you want to add anything into that, Erica, about New Icons?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's so special. And I love seeing the reaction that we've gotten from the community also. People are just so excited to, you know, see all of these Filipino American characters. It's special.
Erica, well,
are pretty active in comic cons and conventions. How are people taking the idea of New Icons whenever you guys talk about them?
I think New Icons is really, in a way, our most popular title that has yet to be released, because the moment they see the idea, immediately it's like, is it out yet? And it's like, no, we're in development. It's going to be out. But yeah, like people from all walks of life are already pretty excited about it. I mean, we recognized very early on that while Carmina is able to develop her own fans, each icon has the ability to connect with different people or different people that connect with their stories. And so I think we're kind of taking this stronger together mentality when it comes to the different stories, because we recognize that different people can become a fan of different material. So when you combine all of them in one, you're basically having different people who may be a fan of one character get to know the other characters as well. So it's a way for people to, again, become not just fans of Carmina for one, but they may already be fans of Carmina, but they get introduced to other characters within her universe as well. But Erica, I actually do want you to mention, remember you were at the Atlanta Festival and there was a woman who came by and took one of the posters. Can you elaborate on that? Can you tell them about that?
Which one?
Remember there was a woman who got the poster because she just had a baby?
No, there was a pregnant woman.
Oh, there we go.
And it's not just Filipino Americans that reacted. I mean, this was an interracial couple, actually. But I think she was 7 months pregnant. And she was just like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. And she couldn't decide if she was going to get a poster or a comic book. And she wanted the poster of the New Icons. And she was like, first she asked her husband, she was like, you know, don't you think we should put this up in the nursery? And then he was like, yeah, it would be really cool. And their faces were just totally lit up. And then she explained to me, she was like, we're putting all kinds of stuff that represents different our culture all around.
Oh, that's nice.
And she's like, how amazing would that be for when the baby's born, you know, to just have, like, you know, these Filipino superheroes. So that's why she got it, to put it up in the nursery.
You know what? I'm very actually excited for kids of, not just kids, everyone who gets a hand of these stories in New Icons, is because the representation really matters. It's like, finally, I get to see somebody who looks like me in a comic book.
In different ways, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, go ahead, Joe.
We were at WonderCon recently, and you know, there were a couple of people who came by, and actually one of them asked if this was the Filipino Avengers, and I said no.
I guess it can't be helped. Like people would,
people get excited just looking at the poster, at the banner, and you know, mm-hmm. I told them that you know these are unique individuals, and they are, even though they're quote unquote superheroes or superhero-y, they come from a place where the struggle is real. Like you know, for Chap and Luke, it's the internal struggle of good and evil, you know, which is, I think, present in every person, you know. I mean, certainly it's present in myself.
Whereas with Anton, it's the struggle of growing up.
Yeah. You know, so yeah, like, they're very human. They're very human stories.
I'm excited to know about these characters. Can you talk about the characters in New Icons? Like, can you give us a little peek of who are we going to be rooting for? Like, who are they? I know they're based from real people from the community, and but we wanted to know a little about who are these fantastic characters that we are talking about. Can we share about that?
Yeah, the best way to actually do this is I'm going to share my screen. So obviously I'm going to introduce all of our different characters, and you guys can see that these are, once again, unique characters on their own. But let's begin with Joe. Joe obviously is coming from the perspective of a military veteran, but if I'm not mistaken, Joe, you're creating Chaplin also with the idea that it's somebody who's older in life and somebody who's in their 50s plus. Because that's one perspective that often gets ignored in a way, not just in comics, but in popular culture stories. Monk is coming from the perspective of a mentor to younger children. Anton, as I mentioned, is an LGBTQ immigrant youth who is arriving in a new place and is trying to figure out life. Divina is a Filipina shaman who is very much in tune with her indigenous roots, despite her being first generation American at this point. Obviously, Carmina is being written from a biracial female perspective. Alma is being written from a queer Filipina perspective, also from an immigrant perspective, but at the same time, her struggles have been feeling like she had to shift into different personalities or characters based on the different places that she found herself in, where she felt like she had to adjust who she was for every scenario. So therefore, here, there's a magnification of that in a fantastical way. Kowal Dog is very much written from a military veteran perspective of what that looks like from somebody coming back from war and returning back to civilian life. And Nikki J is constantly evolving, but at the root core of it, he is a nurse by day and hero by night. But we don't want to spoil what the hero by night is, because it's actually one of the biggest surprises in New Icons.
Nice. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that. Are you able to let us know, like, because people are excited about magic, right?
Yes.
Like, what are their powers? You don't have to name who's who, but what are the powers that we're going to be looking at for?
I mean, I can mention what Anton's abilities are, because I think I've mentioned it a lot, but in theory, Anton can manifest reality, but has zero ability to control any of it. And he never will learn how to control it fully. And I think that's kind of, that's the point of his character. Like, it's almost like a practical magic in a way, where you are able to control the outcomes of your life, but here it's more magnified. And you'll just have to see how he kind of like traverses that in the storylines.
How about Erica? What are the powers of
Carmina? She has the ability to give and take life force. So, and her energy is green. So, you know, she can get energy from, you know, the trees or people, but it has to be borrowed. She can't just get it out of nowhere.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think the one thing that we decided to do with a lot of our characters is obviously when you create a character, and we kind of we set the expectation with everybody is like, look, I get you want to make your character the most powerful thing ever, but how boring would it be if your character has no struggles and they're just like infinitely powerful? And then what are they going to do? Like, you know what I mean? They're just going to be sitting pretty.
And then I know Divina, she's a celestial goddess, right? And then Nikki's character can read auras, right?
Read and control auras. So that's going to be an interesting one to see. But Nikki also has some, I'd say, Catholicism roots in a way. So I think you're going to find a lot of their powers tied to their specific origin stories that could either come from pre-colonial or post-colonial stories. Because I hate to say this, but I know that there's really been a push for pre-colonial, but at the same time, colonialism did happen. We can't erase that. So instead here, the stories are not about reinventing the wheel, but rather telling them from new eyes or with new perspectives.
What about Jesse's, Kowal Dog's powers? And
I think for Walter, for Kowal Dog and Monk, they both come from a place of strength. So there's definitely a big martial arts component to them because both of them are also seasoned martial artists. So you'll actually see a lot of their abilities tied to being able to fight in a way that actually it's interesting because both Walter and Jesse are using their actual in-person choreography to choreograph their characters' moves.
Oh, really? That's good.
And Carmina's learning martial arts. So that's a little hint.
Oh, she learns martial arts later on. She has to defend herself from all the...
I decided with Carmina that she would be really boring if she just had the ability to kind of like use her powers all at the same time. And so we thought, well, she's only half Duata, so she still needs energy from somewhere else. She can't.
Yes.
She doesn't have like stores of energy. It has to come from somewhere.
And then it would be very handy to throw a punch, right? Oh. It would be very handy. Just throw a punch.
That's true.
You know, with Chaplin, obviously he works as a chaplain, but he's half demon, half Dewata. So obviously he has all the powers of a demon, which is conjuring magical beasts, you know, playing with fire, all that stuff. But also this is his Dewata side. He can, you know, also heal and create things, you know, for the good, but he's not in touch with that. His first iteration right now is very much in touch with his demon persona. That they will come out later, maybe.
There's a lot to unpack in Chaplin. All right. Well, thank you for sharing all those characters. The next question actually is, how do you create these comic book characters in the world of Duata comics? Like, I know that it's all based in your personal lives, but how do you like transfer from, you know, the perspective of your personal life into comic art form, or in Carmina's case, in the film?
Well, I think it really all does come into creating a character that is compelling. So it's not a straightforward answer, I'd say, but a whole lot of it is pulling from experience and sort of like crafting a narrative that you think could be compelling. And as you know, like a lot of people write from experience. So whether they create a fictional character that's very outside of themselves, you could argue that there's an element of them in it. So it begins with that. And then we work with different artists who we think are best suited to bring those characters to life. And I think it's a very organic process where there's the creation of an idea, but there's also the artist that is tied to the characters who can actually bring that to life. And we tend to also select artists that in a way is not exactly close in personality, but has a stylistic approach that is best suited for that character. Like as an example with Anton, we chose Artie Cabezas, who is making waves in the Filipino comics industry. For his LGBTQ and queer comics. But apart from that, he really does draw and render people of color and people of different shapes and sizes in very accurate, is not the word I'm looking for, in very genuine ways. So having that genuine but yet cool look was very important for me when it came to creating Anton. So we select artists that are able to embody and bring those characters to life. So it really is a collaboration between the creator and the artist, able to kind of like understand and translate what the idea is to the page.
I would imagine you have like Pinterest boards of like, what would this character look like?
Yeah, I think everybody does things a little differently. Like Walter likes spreadsheets. I like collecting different things here and there and sort of compiling them for the artist. Like for Carmina, one of the most powerful things we had for her was when we did the film, we had so many boards. And obviously with Erica being the character, the artist had no shortage of any reference material. So like every time, and it's funny, like sometimes too, because of my background, if the artist isn't getting exactly what I'm looking for, I'd be like, Erica, do this pose. And I'd start like doing some mock-ups on it. And then we'd be like, it's like this. And then the artist then expands on it and makes it even better. So it's really a collaborative visual idea and then drawing effort in different media. Not one creator does things the same way. Different people have different methods for sort of bringing their characters to life, whether that's from the idea stage to the actual illustration stage. It really does vary. It's not one singular idea. I hope that helps.
Really did. How did you guys feel when you finally saw the published material? When you first saw Carmina, when you first saw Chaplin on time.
I'm actually
going to talk about that.
Erica and Joe should take this.
Yeah, I mean, overjoyed. ecstatic. And surreal.
Fangirl, I imagine. Definitely fangirled over our stuff. I think we always say that the material that we hold and the material that we have is something that we're proud of. And when it's right next to popular material like Batman, Superman, and all that, and it can stand on its own, that's when we know that we've done our job. And it has. Like when we've displayed at different comic book stores, it's right next to those major titles, and we couldn't be more proud than that.
I am already proud for you. So
I gotta thank Erica and Mark actually, because you know Mark has been after me ever since we met. You know, for coming up with a story. And, you know, Chaplin, you know, didn't happen for the longest time until Mark actually, you know, sort of gave me an ultimatum, hey, you know, better write this. And you know, my background is, you know, I'm published, you know, with the local newspapers, more of a journalistic style, more of reporting and stuff like that. And that's why Mark is our chief creator, because he actually pulls your creativity out and make sure that you know, you're accountable and that you tell the story, you know, the way that not only to your liking or to your, to your personal experience, but also like it's going to resonate. Who is it going to resonate with? So that was very important for mm-hmm. me, you know, Mark telling me that, guiding me. And making sure that the story will resonate with someone and, you know, writing from what you know, writing from your own experiences. So that's one way to have it resonate with other people.
I like it. I like that. All right. What are the biggest challenges in creating Diwata Comics in general? Like, I know that it's been around for a few years now. What are your challenges right now?
Time, always time, right? As a lot of people know, that I mean, obviously we're here and it's not, I like maybe at one point or someday we want it to be the exclusive thing that we do. But actually, let me put it in a way that people can relate to, or anybody that does content can relate to: time and money, right? Because time, in order to have the finances for it, you have to do day jobs. And thankfully for, you know, myself and Erica, the day jobs we do are closer. I know Joe's in a little bit more of a separate space, but at the same time, our day jobs are kind of essential so that we get to do the things that we love. Maybe someday that could change. And I think we're still fortunate enough that we're able to do that. But then the secondary part of it is time, because we do have the other things that we do in a day, whether that's working on the next major show or acting or doing commercials for Erica. We then need to find time to actually do this outside of our quote unquote free time, right? So our free time is really spent on doing this to make sure that it still progresses. And I think what's funny is that people are starting to realize that. We've had so many meetings within the last 2 months alone where people want to be a part of that, because they also, regardless of their industry credibility, are facing the same thing. They don't have the time, but also they know they don't have the existing fan base that we've already been able to cultivate in 3 short years.
Yeah, time is really essential, especially in creating material that you want to be seen and published. So I hope you guys have more time in your hands. I know that on top of your day jobs, you have your personal lives to take care of, of course. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I can understand. All right, if you're in a Comic-Con, and we're down to our last two, where if you're in a Comic-Con and you happen to stumble upon a person who hasn't heard of your work, Iwata Comics, what's your go-to pitch to make the person buy your comics?
Joe's the best at this.
No, I am not. No, you know, I actually, it's funny because I scope out the crowd and say, oh, he looks Filipino. I'm going to go over there. I'm going to get out of the booth and give him a flyer. But no, basically, it's just telling the story that very simply that we are a diversity focused, Filipino-American comic book publishing company that want to tell stories, you know, and that, you know, what was that, Mark, that you always say that, you know, for people who just want to belong, you know, and then just telling them that, hey, you know, you know, Erica put me on the spot.
Yeah, I think the second thing that I usually add is,
no, you got it good.
Stories from both sides. We tell stories from a Filipino American perspective because we are here and we validate who we are here, but we also import some award-winning titles, a small curated amount of award-winning titles. Shout out to Bambi, Roland, and Kael. Because we do want to tell people and share with people the origins of where these came from in a more native setting. And so it was equally important for us to have a separate arm where we are able to showcase a few select stories that also kind of like come from a more Filipino local perspective. So that's why we have Carnal Tales and we have Darahu, which are totally different in flavor. But I think what's cool about that is different people often come by to either get one thing or the other. For people that are more American, Carmina tends to be the most popular, but for people that are, you know, more of like missing certain elements of the Philippines, they certainly love Carnal Tales. And then for the adventurous, people love Darahug. But what they realize is after talking to us, they're like, oh, I'm going to get everything. Because they recognize that the flavors of it are so drastically different from each other. And they're not competing. They're complementing each other.
And we introduce a lot of mythology in our story so far. A lot that the average person hasn't been familiar with.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I actually want to add to that. People have often asked us, are we purely Philippine mythology in terms of our stories? And the answer is no. When you get into new icons, we're actually now delving into new mythology where we're creating mythologies not based on any mythology.
Of your own. Okay. Yeah.
True. We're making a new one.
Pretty much. I mean, sure, you're still maybe pulling some elements from different myths to kind of like connect, but at the same time it's really morphing into its own. Like Carmina is actually the perfect example of that. Carmina's origins may be from a creature from Philippine mythology, but her future is not set in stone with only Filipino mythological characters, because she does not belong, or not belong, but does not exist exclusively in that space.
And so, actually, even Joe's character, the chaplain, I haven't heard of any characters that are, you know, a mix of Diwata and a demon. That's the first time I've heard of that.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of Greek mythology and Roman mythology. And, you know, Zeus has a habit of going to Earth and just impregnating any female he could lay his hands on. And that's part of the inspiration for that, is that this being just goes around whatever.
Okay.
You know, appropriating, you know, people to his own liking. Okay. So yeah, that's
Well, thank you so much for sharing all these fantastic stories, and I'm so excited to get my hands on a copy of New Icons. So invite everyone on how to get copies of your stories from Diwata Comics.
Yeah, I think if anything, obviously you can go to our website at diwatacomics.com. Make sure you follow us at Diwata Comics, D-I-W-A-T-A, Comics, K-O-M-I-K-S. And yes, we did choose the Filipino pronunciation so that people who are curious about why, we get to explain that to them. We get to explain to them that all you need to do is spell out comics the way that we do, and you'll see a new world of comics that you may not have known, just because it hasn't really reached that mass popularity outside the country yet. But regardless of, we're doing our due diligence to make sure to bring some visibility to that. But I would say my favorite thing is find us at a convention, because yes, you can, you know, you can get it online, but it's not quite the same as getting to connect in person. So find us at the next convention. This year and next year, we will be looking at different conventions outside of Los Angeles as well. So I know for our first few, we've really been focused in California, mostly Southern California, and then we did San Francisco for a short bit. We did Texas in Dallas, and we also did Atlanta. Hi, Aaliyah. But hopefully, as we start exhibiting New Icons, the goal would be to go to more conventions outside our immediate area and really get to exhibit in more places. So come see us.
All right. Anybody else wanted to invite our listeners from Philippine Camper Stories to take
a comics signings or conventions? We hope to see you at one of the signings. Hey, no. Okay. Yeah.
Yes,
okay. Sa mga nakikinig po sa Pilipinas, please visit our site po sa diwatacomics.com. Comics with a
K.
Is Diwata Comics available in the Philippines?
Salamat po.
We've been able to have some copies over at, oh my God, Comics Odyssey, but we are looking to, we don't want to spoil anything yet, but we do have plans to be visiting sometime next year, and I'm sure that'll be tied in with a comic signing somewhere, so stay tuned.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, guys. I'm really happy to get a time to chat with you about Diwata Comics and New Icons, so I'm very excited. Sana hopefully soon makakuha na tayo ng copy of more stories from Diwata Comics, basically.
So, and I think we should say that the camp master may show up somewhere. So let's just put it out there.
Ayan, abangan natin si camp master. Gonna meet a lot of people, so we're very excited for that. Thank you so much for today. Nice meeting you again, guys, and hopefully in person. Are you guys gonna be somewhere in San Francisco anytime soon?
We will be looking to actually promote two of our San Francisco based characters very soon, so we haven't necessarily picked a venue or a date yet, but it certainly is in plans, because two of our new icons, well, actually three potentially, are going to be based in the NorCal. So hopefully very soon.
There we go. All right. Well, I'll see you. I'll see you very, very soon. So, and thank you so much, Mark, Joe, and Erica for being here. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
You just listened to The After Campfire featuring Mark Nazal, Erica Joliet, and Joe Aristiaga of Diwata Comics. You can check out www.diwatacomics.com to learn more on how you can get your hands on the issues of different titles like Hermina, New Icons, Derahog by Kael Molo, and Carnal Tales by Bambi and Roland Amago. Thank you, Diwata Comics, for being on the show. I can't wait to work with you all again very soon. Special thanks to the Pod Network Entertainment for co-producing this episode. If you have thoughts about today's talk, feel free to join the conversation by leaving a comment at the Spotify Q&A section. All you have to do is look for Philippine Camper Stories Spotify channel and go to the Q&A section sa episode na ito. And I will read your comments on future episodes of the show. And that's it for today's show. Makita kita tayong muli sa susunod na kwento. Ako si Earl, inyo pong Camp Master, and you have been to the After Campfire.
This podcast may be based on true events with names, characters, and incidents that are either products of the creator's imagination or used fictitiously. Any similarity to real individuals or events is coincidental.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.